Okay, let's get into Maseches Menachos, Daf Gimel. Maseches Menachos, Daf Gimel. We are on Beis Mabez, towards the bottom. Just one ha'ar I wanted to mention yesterday, and that is, we're learning Maseches Menachos. We spoke all about the uniqueness of the Masechta and the last Mishnah in the Masechta, that we did the last Mishnah before we did the first Mishnah. That might be the first time that we've ever done that. The Mishnah later on Daf Kuf Yud or so, where we spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for all other types of karbanos, the mincha of an olas behema, or an olas ha'of, or a karban mincha. And the just one other ha'ara about the uniqueness of mincha, right? We know that we have a tefillah called mincha. Mincha means a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question that the Rishonim are bothered by is, why is it that this tefillah is called mincha? Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim discusses, mincha means a present. So does it mean that the other tefillahs are not presents? Right? Why is mincha? Shachar is called mincha because of shachar. Mairiv because of erev or arvis. Why is mincha called mincha? Atfilas Saharayim? So Tosfos asked that question. So Tosfos in Pesachim Kuvzayin. Tema, amai kari le mincha? Deimi shum de mincha haisa kreva ben ha'arbayim? Is it because that the mincha was given in the late afternoon? Hello, gam b'shachar, kreva minchas chavitin, u minchas tamid. The morning also, the minchas chavitin, the minchas tamid, right? There's many other karbanas that were given in the morning. The Yeshlomar, so Tosfos has two answers. Tosfos says, Yeshlomar de b'shachar, Yeshem Acher, Tfila Shachris. Shachris, you have another choice. The Shachris and there's Mincha. But in the afternoon, there's no other choice, so you just call it Mincha. Okay, not something fundamental that is unique to this time. V'yod, but then he says, no. The Arena Parakama de Brachas. He goes to Gemara, Brachas and Davav. Havi Zahir betfilas Mincha. Sha'af Eliyahu Lonene Ela betfilas Mincha. There's something unique and special. The Tfilas Mincha. Eliyahu Navi Bahara Carmel, right? He was Dafke answered at Mincha time, right? All day the other Nevi'i Abba were davening to their God and nothing happened. And towards the end of the day, Eliyahu Navi was answered at Ani Hashem Aneini. And that's why Dafke, there's something unique about this Tfilah. Vishema Bishas Hakravas Mincha Nene. Velaka Kari Leitilas Mincha Sha'az Haya Ace Ratzon. That is the Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim. The Abu Draham, quoted here on the side in the Mesoras Hashas, quotes, V'nikrei zos atfila mincha mebnei shebesha asiris min hayom shenivra bo adam arishon chata. V'zeo shekasev leruach hayom umetargemina lemenach yoma. Okay, mincha maybe means as the day turns. Menach yoma to the ruach hayom. Okay, either way, but the tour follows the middle day of Tosfos. And that is, mincha is something special, something unique. Eliyahu Navi was answered at mincha time. What makes it so special and unique? So the Torah writes in Siman Reish Lamed Beis in Arachayim that mincha is the most challenging tefillah to daven. V'yatam ebnei, she'tefillas ha'shachar zman yadua. Baboker, I wake up in the morning, I go daven. Okay, it's challenging to get up out of bed and get to on time. But I wake up in the morning and I go daven. V'kumo mimitaso, mispala miyad, kodem she'yitard ba'asakav. V'chein shel ereb, before I go to sleep at night, Zmana yadua bevol abesu vupani basakov. Aval shel mincha shi beemsa hayom beochu tar basakov. In the middle of the day, I'm involved in 20 different things, and I have to stop and daven and leave my client and leave this big deal I'm going to make. Sarech lasim osa elibo ulfanos mikol asakov ulhispalelosa. That's more challenging because it's in the middle of everything. V'yemasakein schara harbe maod. Right, how often? Okay, chakras in the morning, Maariv before we go to sleep. Sometimes we got mincha, we're in the middle of the traveling, we're in the middle of this deal, no, we gotta stop. V'yal kein, and that's why, he says, Chachamim didn't allow us to do certain malachas kavuos before mincha, but either way, that's another idea, maybe part of what makes mincha so special. It's the most challenging one, it's the time that we're involved in so many other things, and that is what is reflected in the name itself. In the name itself. Okay, let us continue now where we are up to on Beis Amid Beis towards the bottom, right after the parentheses. We have the simen of the next couple of questions. Ola Olo Malak Umitza Chadas Of Kachim 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 Kalim. Okay, we said the simen, and now we're up to El Meata. A couple of lines up from the bottom. So what are we talking about? The Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon might be against our Mishnah, might not. We mentioned three different answers to the stira of Rabbi Shimon, even though we didn't really mention the stira yet until just now. Whether Rabbi Shimon argues on our Mishnah or not. Our Mishnah sounds like the first Mishnah in Zvachim as well, that if I am co-mates, if I do an avoda of a mincha, shelo lishma, is kosher. It just doesn't count. Lo alu lebayin lo shev chova, except for a minchas chote and a or a minchas kinos. Those are pasul because that's like a carbon chatas, and therefore it is going to be not be. It cannot exist without its connection to its owner. It cannot exist as kshev v'lo alu lebayin lo shev chova. That was what our Mishnah says. So Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa towards the top of the Yamud, Rabbi Shimon argued. Rabbi Shimon said all menachos shenik mitzvah shalosh baksheros, they all count, even the Chata, even the Minchas Chote. Why? Because the Braisa said, She'ein ha-menachos domos l'zvachim. Menachos and zvachim are not similar to each other. Why? Because by a mincha, I do a different action. So even if I think, if I'm doing a mincha A, and I think mincha B, but if I'm doing the action of mincha A, that overrides. A maisa overrides a machshava, and therefore the maisa is going to define it, that it's going to be kasher, is even going to count l'shem chova. Mashenkein karbanos by a zvachim, so that's different. By a zvachim, there's a machshava; the actions are the same, so that's why it's going to be more problematic. So that was the Braisa said. The pashtus of that Braisa is that Rabbi Shimon is against our Mishnah, but we said maybe it's not true because there's an estira, and maybe our, that case of shev is limited, as we already had the first answer to that question. Maybe there's a difference between shini kodesh and shini bialim. That was the answer that the Gemara gave. So now let's continue. Ela me'ata. After the parentheses, one second, let's ask Akasha on this svara of Rabbi Shimon. You're telling me that whenever the mice is okay, that should override and the carbon should be kshera. But one second, let's get back to our discussions of olas ha'of and chatas ha'of. Remember we had in the middle prakim, parachatas ha'of in Maseches Vachim. We discussed chatas and ola are switched from behemos to ophos, and there are a couple of differences between them. Number one is the place. We know chadas behema, the zrika is done on the chronos, above the chutas sikra. And in olas behema, the zrikas are done lamata mi chutas sikra. While birds are switched. The ola is done lamala, and the chadas is done lamata. One difference. And the other difference, there are more differences, but the two of the major differences, that was one, where. Number two is what is done. By a olas ha'of, all that is done is mitsui. We squeeze the blood of the neck onto the mizbeach. How exactly is that done? That's a couple of different opinions in the Rishonim. Rashi here says, on the bottom line, Rashi quotes that maybe it's from a little distance. There's a Rashi in Zvachim that maybe, no, I just push the neck against the side of the mizbeach. Different pshat than what mitsui is. But that's all that an olas ha'of requires. I do mitsui, and then I am makriv the head and I'm makriv the body. That's the other third difference that we'll mention. Whether I'm mavdil, whether I separate entirely the neck, the body from the head. That's the that's all by olas ha'of. So again, olas ha'of is done la mala and it has mitsui and there's havdala. By chatas, you have the other difference. By chatas ha'of, it is done limata and there is mitsui and hazaa. I do sprinkle from a little distance. I wave the animal's neck up and down, and I do a little tzufa with it, and the blood sprays on the mizbeach. And I am not mavdil, lo yavdil, as we learned in Parshas Vayikra. That is the three of the differences between the avodos. So says the Gemara. One second, ela me'ata. Ola sa'of shemal kolomala. Bishem chata sa'of. We learned earlier that if I do the ola and the chatas, if I flip the places, so then it's a problem. But one second, according to Rabbi Shimon, if the maisa is what defines, then it doesn't matter what the kavana is. If I am molek, if I do malika to an ola sa'of, where is malika done? Usually, the chatas sa'of, the Gemara is going to say in a second, let's just continue. Ola sa'of shemal kolomala. Bishem chata sa'of. I'm doing the ola sa'of exactly where I'm supposed to do the ola sa'of. Lamala, but I haven't marked chata sa'of. So one second, Teirat said that should count, should be kosher even for the bialim. It shouldn't just be kosher ve'ina maratze, like other cases of ola l'shem chatas. It should be ksheira and should count. Why? Ma'aseh mochichan alat ola sa'ofi. I'm doing the malika on top of the mizbeach. So doesn't that show, that maisa shows that it's an ola sa'of? So what that I'm thinking about chata sa'of? According to Rabbi Shimon, isn't the ikar just what you're doing? And that overrides what you're thinking. And therefore, ma'aseh mochichan, just like he said in the brisa on top, and therefore it should be ksheira. Di chata sa'ofi, lamate avi avila. Because if it was really a chata sa'of, wouldn't the malika be done below? So that's the kasha of the Gemara. According to Rabbi Shimon, a case of ola sa'of, l'shem malika, l'shem chata sa'of, should be totally kasha. Answers the Gemara, not true. The fact that you did Malika above the Mizbeach, on the top, does that mean it's Dafka and Ola? Where does the Chadas of a Malika of a Chadas Ha'of have to place? Atu Chadas Ha'of, Lamala Milesa? You could do a Chadas Ha'of's Malika wherever you want. Right, Amar Mar, Malika B'chomakom and Mizbeach Sheira. Right, anywhere in the Mizbeach. You could do it above, you could do it below. Yes, eventually, yes, the Zrika, the Hazad of the Chadas Ha'of, is going to have to be done Lamata. But the Malika, you want to do the Malika above? That doesn't prove totally that this is a Ola Sa'of. It could be a Chadas Sa'of, they did Malika above. So therefore, it is not going to be Kshera totally for Rabbi Shimon. The Rishonim discussed that Shimon Kubetz is elsewhere in Mesach HaZvachim. We had a Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Ram Balamor and the Ravid, whether it says here Malika can be done anywhere on the Mizbeach. So Dafka has been on the Mizbeach, next to the Mizbeach. Can Malika be done anywhere else in the Azara? Right, at least on the north side of the Azara. So that is machlokas in the Balamar and the Ramban, whether it could be anywhere, but the language here is b'chol makom b'mizbeach k'shera. Okay, but either way, that's the answer to the first question. Similar. Okay, we discussed Malika. Let's move on to Mitzui. Fine, Malika of a chatas could be done anywhere. What about the Mitzui? So olas ha'ov, shemitza dama lamala l'shem chatas ha'ov teiratzeh. So what about if the Mitzui, an olas ha'ov, that I was mematze its dam. Olas ha'ov is supposed to be done above. And what if I did that? I did mitzvah, I squeezed out the blood from the neck of the Ola Sa'of above, which is exactly what's supposed to be done for an Ola Sa'of, but I had chatas in mind. So terasa, that should work totally. Why? Shemaaseh mochichan ala d'Ola Sa'ofi. Because again, the actions reflect that this is an Ola Sa'of. Why? D'ichad Sa'ofi. Because it's a chatas. So the Shimon Kubetz adds in a couple of words here. We'll read it with his girsa in Otz Yud Gimel. Limata havi avidlei. Hazaa havi avid le kodem. Right? It quotes the two differences between the chadas and the oath. Number one, where is it done? So where is the mitzvah done? Ola is done above. Chadas is done below. If you're doing it above, doesn't that show that? That's an ola. Number two, as we just mentioned, hazaa is done by a chadas. An ola only has mitzvah done. You're only doing mitzvah. Doesn't that also show that it is an ola? So that's the kasha, according to Rabbi Shimon. If you do this ola, l'shem chadas, it should be totally kosher and count l'shem b'aylam. The Shita Mekubetzes also asks here, why doesn't the Gemara mention the third difference? Whether you did Havdalah, right? There's a difference between Havdalah of the neck, right? An Os Yud, Tikshila Hachi, Ola Sa'of, Shemalka l'shem Chata Sa'of, V'hivdil, Maaseh Mochichin, right? So what about Havdalah? So the answer is, as we're going to have similar answers to, people might not be able to see so closely. Havdalah doesn't mean you have to totally separate. It means you have to go through both simanim. So that might not be so nikar from the outside that you're doing that. So that's why the Gemara doesn't mention it. Where you're doing and what you're doing, that's much more recognizable. The makom and the mitzui versus the hazal. We'll get back to the Shem Yishmuel in a minute. Let's just do the answer. So the Gemara, no. Even if you're doing the mitzui on top, that does not show vadai 100%. People are going to realize that that's an ola. Why? Amri, people will say, Dilma, mitzui, the basar hazahu. People will think, oh, maybe you already did the hazah, and now you're doing the mitzui. So maybe people would think that this could be a chatas too. Damar mar, and the mitzui, mitza dama b'chol makam mizbeach shera. The mitzui can be done anywhere, right? Once you did the hazah in the proper place, right now I'm doing a mitzui on top of the mizbeach. Maybe people will think I did the hazah on the bottom, and now I'm on top of doing the mitzui. After all, Tosfos says the mitzui is not even ma'akev. Mitzui lo ma'akev, afilo lo mitzui klal, third line of Tosfos. Right, so says the Gemara that also, again, when does Rabbi Shimon say that the ma'isa overrides the machshava? If it is muchach mitocho, to use a lashon from elsewhere. If it is, there's no other possibility of what you're doing. So here there's another possibility. People might think you did the hazah earlier in the right place, and now you're doing the mitzui. You don't even have to do the mitzui. So if you're doing it in the wrong place, it is okay. So again, no answer to that question. One more, and then we'll comment. So okay, what about the flip side, the flip case? Chata sa'ov she'iza dama lamata, l'shem ola sa'ov. If you did a chata sa'ov, hazah is only done by a chata sa'ov. not by an olasov. So what if you did hazah of a chadasov, limata, where you're supposed to do it, and you had ol in mind? So that should teiratzeh. That should be not only, right, usually chadas l'shalol l'shma is pasal, not only should it be kosher, it should be ol l'bailin. Demaseh mochichan ala de chadasov hi. Right? It's ma'isim ar muchach that it's a chadas ha'of. D'i olas ha'of hi, l'mala havi avid la, u'mitzui havi avid la. But if it's an ola, it should be in a different place, and you should only do mitzui. The squeezing, and not hazon, not the sprinkling. Answers the Gemara, hachi nami. You're right. Rabbi Shimon would makshir in that case. Rabbi Shimon would makshir in the case of chadas ha'of, in exactly the right avoda of the chatas. Right? Because there's no other option. So what did he mean earlier in the top Raisa, on the top of the Amud Beis? What did he mean? That menachos are not domit tzvachim? Yeah, but that's not including birds. She'ein ha-menachos domos lezvachim ka'amar lezvachim v'lo la'ofos. Ofos are similar to menachos. Both of them have ma'aseh ha-mochichin, and zvachim are what is different. Period. Stop for a moment. Remember, again, whenever this comes up, it's good to mention it, as we like to re-mention all of the many of the thoughts and do the chazara on the thoughts of halacha and lamdas and even machshava within the daf. The Shemi Shmuel on chatos and olas ha'of. Right, the message of why by an olas ha'of the one has to be mavdil the guf from the head, the rosh and the guf, and then be mocked here both by an ola. The coin gets nothing, right? Ein l'mizbeach ela dama, and the rest is, I'm sorry, that's by chadas ha'of, everything goes to the coin. Mizbeach only gets the blood, but the animal is, the head is not separated from the guf, while by an ola it is separated. So what is the, and there's even an issa d'oraisa we paskin, right? It's machlokas tanoim, but we paskin. Umalakas roshomi mular po, velo yavdil. You're not allowed to separate the rosh from the guf by a chadas ha'of. It seems to us it's like a tiny little detail in Hilchas Malika, but there's every detail, as we know, has a lot of symbolism. So it says the Shemi Shmuel that an ola is ba al hirhure alev. Hirhure alev. So I asked the Shemi Shmuel, how could we control our thoughts? Sometimes something pops in, like we wish it wasn't there, but it pops in. Says the Shemi Shmuel, Hashem understands that. But it went from the moach to the lave. That was the problem. If it just stayed in the moach, this is assuming that the lave is not what in the olden days that's what they thought, that was the center of the thoughts. But either way, so he says the Shemi Shmuel that you're right. Sometimes comes in, but if I make it part of me, right? The adata yom hashivos el vavecha. Even in the pasuk, it's a step two. So that's the problem. The problem is that I let it go. I let it go from my mind to my heart. And what an ola is mechaper on hirhurei halev. And that's why an ola sa'of has to be separated. Because I should have been created a hefsek. I should have stopped it in my head. Masha'en kein by chata sa'of. By chata sa'of. A chata sa'of is, the problem is the, you know, why bring a carbon chatas? I did a shogeg. I messed up. There the problem was that I did not let it get to my head. I wasn't thinking, and therefore I did something even without thinking, and I did not let the thought go to my body, and I acted b'shogeg. Right? He l'chadas o bala avonos sheb'guf shenasu b'shkaga v'rishkagos elu ma'isim shenasim be'evari gufa adam l'lo yediyas ha'machshava shemishkana b'moach. And therefore, adaraba, this fact that I separated is the problem, and that's why there's an isser of separating. Because that's the tikkun. The tikkun is allowing the head to still be connected to the body. Okay, it's Shemi Shmuel in Parshas Vayikra. Let's continue. So next question on Rabbi Shimon. Again, Rabbi Shimon Shita, Maisim override. The actions override the Machshava. Keep in mind that, you know, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that there are, and this is Rabbi Shimon himself, that in certain areas of halacha, machshava plays a special role. Obviously by lishma, you're going to, in this case that we discussed a little bit yesterday, but what about Hilchos Shabbos? Hilchos Shabbos, meleches machsheves. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon himself is the one that says, Rabbi Shimon miskaven is mutter, melech shen siuch liguf is mutter, pater, avalasser. But, so Rabbi Shimon himself agrees that machshava does play a role. You don't only go by the action. By melech shen siuch ligufa, let's take the Tosfos' definition. You're doing the exact same action that was done in the Mishkan, just for a different purpose. I'm catching an animal so it doesn't hurt me, not because I want the animal. So it's the same action. So is your maisa mochiach? No. Rabbi Shimon agrees. Malacha shein sricha legufa is pater. Because machshava plays a special role by Hilchos Shabbos and maybe by some other items as areas as well. But again, at least here, in terms of kudshim, In terms of Kachim, Rabbi Shimon Shita is about the Maisa over the Machshav. Okay, two dots. Says the Gemara. Kachi Kachim, Sheshachtan B'tzafon, L'shem Kachim Kalim. What if I have Kachi Kachim, but I have an Ola, and I shechted it L'shem Shlamim. But it did exactly where the Ola is supposed to be, in the north side of the Mizbeach. So Leiratzu. So that should be Merutze. Totally. Ma'asehen Mochichan Aleim the Kachi Kachim Ninu. Isn't that right, a raya, the fact that you shechted a carbon in the north side of the Azara, isn't that a raya that it's kachi kachim? Di kachim kalim bidarom havi avid lehu. Because kachi kalim can be done in the south. So the fact that you did it with shame kachi kalim shouldn't ruin the carbon at all. Answer the Gemara, no. Amar, as we learned, Amar dar marachmana af bidarom. Bidarom below bitzafon miyamar. We learned that you can shecht kachi kalim in the south. Not that you have to. Kachi kalim can be shechted in the north also. Right, kachi shlamim can be shechted anywhere in the Azara, even in the north. So therefore, there's no raya if you shecht the carbon in the north side that is kachi kachim. Ditznan, as we learned back in Maseches Vachim, shchitasan bechol makom ba'azara. Right, the shchit of kachi kalim we learned by shlamim. Right, this was in Perak Yizeo Makoman. If you remember, shchitas bechol makom ba'azara, you can shecht it anywhere. It does not have to be in the north. So says the Gemara. Okay, what about the opposite? Kachim kalim sheshachten bedarom l'shem kachi kachim. Lir two. If I have a shlamim and I shechted l'shem the ola, but I'm doing it in the south. So it's for sure not an ola, because an ola can't be shechted in the south. So it should be merutze, it should totally be count l'shem the owner. Ma'asen mochichen alehen de kachim kalim ninu. It's ma'asim reflect that it's kachim kalim, de'i kachi kachim, but safon avi avalahu. Because if it was kachi kachim, shoot in the safon. So if I'm shechting an animal in the south, it's vaday kache kalim, and therefore if I shechted l'shem kache kachin, that shouldn't ruin it because maaseh mochichin. Answers the Gemara. No. Wait a minute. Amre. No. You know if people again, what's the issue? What are people going to say if people see you shechting an animal in the south? Are people vaday going to say that it's kache kalim, and you're doing what you're supposed to do? No, maybe not. Says the Gemara. All of a sudden, a new factor. Maybe people will think you're doing the wrong thing. Kache kachim ninu umever huda avar. Maybe people will think that it's really an ola and you're messing up and you did it in the wrong place. So says the Gemara, why can't you say that in every case then? Right? The Inlud Avarsof, whatever you're doing, people will think that you're not doing that. Iachi, what about the original case of Rabbi Shimon? But then the whole svara of Maaseh Mochichin falls apart. Ihachi machavas l'shem marcheshes nami. If you have one type of mincha l'shem, another type of mincha, which was the source of Rabbi Shimon, Maaseh Mochichin, hai de kakam itzla l'marcheshes, that which you're doing it l'shem marcheshes, you're doing it in an action of machvas, amar, hai b'marcheshes nadar, maybe this person really was no dare to do it in a marcheshes pan. V'ademaisi l'b'machvas, and he's bringing it though in the machvas, to marcheshesi, umever hu da'aber v'asi b'machvas. Right, so the same thing. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that case is kosher? And this case would be pasul. So Gemara said, no, there's a difference between the two. The difference between the b'di'eved halacha. Hasam over there, kinami b'marcheshes. By a mincha, kinami b'marcheshes nadar. Let's say I'm messing up. I'm doing it in the wrong pan. So what's the halacha of this mincha? Kinami b'marcheshes nadar, even if I was no dare to bring it in a marcheshes pan, ki maisi la b'machvas, machvas have. When I switch the action, it's kosher. L'shem the machvas. So that's why Rabbi Shimon says you go by the action. Because not only is that, you want to say people might think it's wrong, but if it's wrong, so it changes to what you're doing, that's what's going to be kosher. Even if people are going to say, oh, it's a machvas that you're doing in the machvas. But it's nefach to be a machvas, because that's what you did. Kiditznan, as the Mishnah says later on, ha'omer, ha'rei alai b'machvas, v'hevi b'marcheshes. Or, b'marcheshes, v'hevi b'machvas, ma'shehevi, hevi, v'idei nidra lo yatsa. Because what people see is what it's going to be. Even if they're, oh, he's doing it wrong, that doesn't matter. Once it's switched, it's switched. Masha Enkein, what's the contrast? By an Ola that shechted Badaram, that's going to be Pasul. That's going to be Pasul. And therefore, people think, oh, people might think you're doing the wrong thing. And it's not Nikar that's, people might think that you're doing the wrong thing. That doesn't change, the carbon is not changed. Maybe you're doing the wrong thing. Only here, Maaseh Mochichen, because even if people are thinking you're doing the wrong thing, that's okay, the carbon is still kosher, as is. As the action that is done. And therefore, you see, the fact that Rabbi Shimon says the action overrides, right? Even if it's against what you were supposed to do, the action is still going to override, and that's why it's going to switch to be that that carbon. Period. Just one other line, and then we'll talk about some lamdas. Vidilma says the Gemara, but wait a minute. There is one case that the mincha is not going to switch. Vidilma Amar Zu. What's the case of Amar Zu? The following. We skip a couple of words. The Rashita takes it out. Kid, it's not. That same Mishnah, Daf Kuf Bey says, Zu, what if I go over to flour and I make it like a nedava? I say, this flour should be for a machvas. This. I don't just say like a neder. Then, the Shita there, the Mishnah says there, it's puzzle, it doesn't switch. Zu lahavi b'machvas, hevi b'mercheshes, b'mercheshes, hevi b'machvas, harei zu psula. So there it's going to be puzzle, there it's going to be exactly parallel to the kachi kachim sheshachtan badarom. So what should be the difference? The Gemara answers, the Rabbanan achinami, you're right. According to that sheet of the Mishnah, according to the Rabbanan, if you say zu is going to be puzzle, that's not going to be any difference between a kachi kachim that you shechted in the darom, and the maise is not going to be mochiach. Rabbi Shimon argues on that. We're talking about within Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says even in the zoo case it's going to be kosher. Kivan to Omar, Rabbi Shimon, Avi de Nidro, Yatza. You said this flower should be for the machvas, and you did it in a marcheshes. Rabbi Shimon says that's still kosher, and it switches to be a marcheshes. Alma kviusa deman of a lo klumhu. Just because you tried to be koveya it with your mouth, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. What you did is what you did. And that's what's important. Veloshna amar zu, veloshna amar alai. And therefore, there's no difference according to Rabbi Shimon. So basically, according to Rabbi Shimon and Achinami, if the maisa is mochiach, and the what you did is going to be machshir the karban, even if you didn't have it in mind, even if people think you did the wrong thing, in all those cases, the karban is going to be kasher. And kelet l'shein the bailam. Because the maisa is what defines it. And even if you think something different, and you had intention something different, doesn't matter. The maisa is mochiach. According to what the Rabbanan hold, according to what we hold, no. We say, zu is going to be puzzle. We say, if people are going to think, maisa mochiach, it doesn't matter. Machshava has a power. Again, and in terms of what we mentioned yesterday, we mentioned from Rabbi Chanan and from the Tosfos later on, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan? Okay, it might be about maisa versus machshavas. It might be about what is a problematic machshava in Kachim. Is it a posel, an active posel, or is it just a lack of a proper thought? The Rabbanan might say a machshava is a posel. If you have a problematic thought, that ruins it. Doesn't matter the action. This is an attacking problem. Masha'en Kein, Rabbi Shimon might hold more. It's more of a lack and not so much of an attacking problem. The issue here also might be related to, and again, a topic that we'll have to come back to, the Evan Ozel discusses this in the Hilchos Maaser Karbanos in Perek Yud Zayin. When we have all those different types of menachas, we have the five types of machavas, marcheshes, mafetanur, how much do those represent different chalos shem karbanos, or how much are they one type done in five different ways? Or at least a few different ways. And you can ask that question in many areas of halacha. We just mentioned it for Shabbos. Malacha on Shabbos. Is that one chalos shem iser with 39 different ways to violate? Or is that different chalos shem iser? Right? We know that there's a chilik malachas in Shabbos, and there's no chilik malachas in Yontif, maybe. So maybe on Yontif, it's one aver. Even in Shabbos, there's only one pasuk in Chumash. Lo sasa ka malacha. And included in that is chorei zoreya, kotzer, all of them. So whenever you have one category with many different parts of it, it's always interesting to think about, you know, how many averas are really done. If there's different sukkim, then there's a good chance there's different shemos of avera. All the arayos, lechora, are different shemos iser. Right? While Shabbos, we paskin, are also different shemos iser. Even though it's all one pasuk in Chumash, right? These are Mishnayis and Meseches Krisus that talk all about these sugyas, about Shem Echad or different Shemos. But let's say within Karban Mincha, there are different pans to use. Does that mean there are different worlds? Or does that mean that there are all different practical ways to fulfill it, but they're all connected? So even if you say Zu, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not so different. It's not so different. It doesn't mamish fulfill your obligation, but it's not so different. That's a question that the Achronim deal with. That's what the I'll just read you one line of the Evan Azel. He says, "Gamla Rabbi Shimon Vaday Minchas Machvas Minchas Marcheshes Heim Shnei Karbanos Rak Teheim Me'ain Echad Ve'ain Shum Shinui Mizelazeh V'lo Dami La'olav Ishlamim." Even though they're different, they're not so different. Minchas Machvas Minchas Marcheshes are not like Olah and Shlamim. Not like Olah and Shlamim. So the question is it like a better, maybe a better question could be, is it like Chatos Chelev and Chatos Dam?
right? Those are parallel. But if you do one l'shem the other, we had a discussion. We'll have again on a base. Two different dice of chatos, two different dice of mincha, right? Even though the chatos chelev chatos done, the exact same avoda is done. Well, here it's a different avoda that's being done. So again, this is an interesting question that is a question that comes out throughout the Masechta in terms of how to define all the package of karbanos mincha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Elamayata. Next question on Rabbi Shimon. Again, all the same shita. If Maisa overrides Machshava, and if it's clear what your karban is, it should be kosher. What about this case? Elamayata Ola sheshachat l'shem chatas teiratze. If I have an Ola that I shachat l'shem chatas teiratze, it should be merutze. Why? The haizachar v'ainakeva. Olas are all males. Chatas are all females. So it's clear what this is. It's clear that this is a male. And therefore it's an Ola. So why should l'shem chatas ruin it at all? Answer, no. There's one that's not true. Kiva ti'ika si'ir nasi dezachar hu lo yadiyah. Because the seer nasi that is brought, parshas vayikra, that's a male. So there's one chatas that's a male. So you never know. It's not so clear. Omar, so what about this case? Omar l'shem chatas yachin ma'ikel ameimar. What if he said l'shem chatas yachin? So nasi is not included. So all chatos yachin are females. So in ola l'shem chatas yachid, that should be kosher, totally, according to Rabbi Shimon. Vesu, and what about this question? Chad the opposite, chatas yachid sheshach l'shem ola, teiratze. A chatas yachid, which is always a female, sheshach l'shem ola, which is always a male, teiratze. The chatas nekeva v'ola zachar. Right, so again, if it's clear from your actions what the karban is, then it should be kosher. Answer, michsi ba'alia. No, the tail might hide whether this is a male or a female. And therefore, it's not, it has to mamish be ma'aseh mochichin to the outsider, not just inherently in the act. And here, if you don't look too closely, you're not going to see whether it's a male or a female, and therefore it's not good enough. Says the Gemara, Hotein Achecha Daisi Kivsa, find by a kivsa, by a sheep, there's a nice big tail. I see Seira, Michael Amemar, what if you bring a goat? What if you bring a goat that doesn't have a tail? So Michael Amemar, Rashi says, Ainlo Zanav, well, at least not a Zanav that covers. So what about that case? It answers the Gemara, Ela bein zacharim lenekevis, lava daiteo deinshi. It's people, I find it hard to differentiate. Between don't look so closely, and certain animals are even hard unless you're an expert. So, lava daiteo deinshi, because people can't recognize always the difference between males and females in the animal kingdom. So that is why lava daiteo deinshi. It doesn't mean that it's a good thing. There's an idea about knowing all about the chachmas habore. Right, all the chachma of the animals. Remember the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin, the first parak, where Rebbe writes, he went for a year and a half. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi spent 18 months on a farm. 18 months on a farm. On Daf, in Sanhedrin, on Daf Hema Beis, to learn the halachas of Mumin, right, for Bechor. He wanted to get smicha for Yater Bechoro, so he went there for a year and a half. Right, it says 18 months. Why? Because he wanted to become an expert for this halacha. Right, that's he was focused on that. But also, just in general, flow sabore. Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo, he says you make a bracha when you go to a zoo. Shlomo Zalman says, again, discussion in the postgame, the bracha of Mishan Habrios, when I see a very unusual type of animal, Halicha Shlomo, in Parachav Gimel, I'll call Chayos Mishunos. So this is separate from like studying them to learn the halacha. I'll call Chayos Mishunos, Mivarech Barach Birchas Mishan Habrios. Mushimin Malchus, Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds. Ravad Yosef also holds this way. Right, Mishan, right, the Shan Abrios. Upil v'kof sheniskru b'gemara lav dafka. Elephant and monkeys that are dafka mentioned in the Gemara, in Mesechas Brachas, the Dafnun Ches, and the Shulchan Arach, lav dafka. Lav dafka, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, right, and he says, U'may shamash v'divir ha-me'iri de dafka al chayos adomen la'adam, tzorach biur. He says, chayos that are only similar to people, so it says that Rav Shlomo Zalman says Sorach Biyur on that. But either way, he says chayos b'shunos make a bracha, and he writes in the footnote v'hora rabenu l'shoel shebeknisa sola gan chayot yivarech b'riyas hachaya hamishuna harishona v'yachayim lifter b'kach kol harayos shalachar kach. The first unusual type of animal that you see. So now you might ask, what's an unusual type of animal? Right, there are different types of unusual animals, but either way, that's the Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins that you say. Again, other poskim are nervous about all of these types of brachas. You should always say them without Shimon Malchus, but again, if somebody feels that they want to, they feel very strongly amazed by the Niflos Habore, which we all should be, so then he says you should say a bracha of Mishaneh Habriyas. There's even a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. It's a good Thursday Rashi. Remember this Rashi every Thursday, right? On the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Laman Aleph goes through the Yom for each day, right? Why we say the Yom? Why we say Kel Nekamos Hashem on Wednesday? On Chamishi, on the fifth day, Harninu Lelukim Uzeinu. Scream out and praise Hashem. Al Shem Shebara Ofos Vidagim L'Shabeach L'Shmo. Right, that's the on Thursday we say Harninu Lelukim Uzeinu. Right, cry out to Hashem. So Rashi says Shebara Ofos Vidagim L'Shabeach L'Shmo. Kishadem Roe Ofos Mishunim Zemizeh. No Sein Shevach L'Misha Baram. When we see all the different types of birds, we give Shevach. Interesting. The Girsa, the deeper Masla of Rashi is Shebara Ofos Vidagim. And the Rashi says, Kishadem Roe Ofos Mishunim No Sein Shevach L'Misha Baram. That same Rosh Shlomo Zalman there in the Halacha Shlomo says, you don't make an unusual looking fish. Right? Only on unusual looking Chayos and Ofos, not fish. Where he says in the Avdagim Shem Enim Avarek Kilo Matzino BeGemara El Chayos Bilvad. Okay, that's the Rishlomo Zalman. That's a little bit here about right. People don't differentiate between don't know the difference always between the males and the female animals. So we spoke a little bit about our recognition of animals. Viter Pesach Shashat L'Shem Asham Lirtzi. So what about a Pesach L'Shem Asham that also should be Maratzit the High Ben Shana the High Ben Shdayim. Right, a Pesach is always within the first year, and Hashem has to be 2 years old after the second birthday. Kiva di Hashem nozav Hashem mitzor lo psikalei. No, some Hashemos also have to be young, so it's not ma'isa mochiach. Amar l'shem Hashem gezelos l'shem Hashem milos meigel meimar. What if you say l'shem specific Hashemos that are only second year Hashemos? Visu Hashem gezelos Hashem milos shachal l'shem Pesach. The opposite lirtzu the Pesach ben shana v'hani ben shtei shanim. Right, so aren't these mochiach? So Ella says the Gemara again, Ben Shana, love out the inchi. If people don't know the difference between a male and a female, they definitely don't know the difference between a 1 and a 2 year old animal. Deika Ben Shana de Mexi Ben Shtayim, Viika Ben Shtayim de Mexi Ben Shana. Right? So therefore, again, that's not considered Maaseha Mochichin. Even by people, sometimes we have mistakes. Right? We can't know the age. Right? If you're a pediatrician, then, you know, pretty good at guessing the ages, but the average person, you know, sometimes you'll see somebody very tall, very short. You don't know. Good. Seir sheshachted l'shem asham l'irtzi. What about a goat? A goat that was shechted l'shem in asham. Right. An asham has to be a sheep, not a goat, in the sheep family, a keves family, not in the goat family. So if I have a seir, let's say the seir is an ola, and I shechted l'shem asham, for sure it should be kosher. To hide semer v'hai seir. The difference is clear. Does it have hair? Does it have wool? Answer, no. Ami dichra uchmahu. Maybe people will look at the sheep. They'll see it doesn't have any wool. They'll see, oh, it just got shorn. They'll think it's a hair behema and not a sheep behema. So it's still not clear. Egel upar, shadal l'shem Pesach, v'asham l'irtzu. What about cattle? A cow. Egel upar, that yishad l'shem Pesach. Or an asham should be meratzeh, because those do not appear. You can't bring a carbon Pesach from a cow. Right, v'asham l'irtzu leka. They go paro Pesach, Pesach uva'asham leka. So finally, the Gemara answers in a chinami. You're right. In these certain cases where you don't have any other answers, maseh mochichin for Rabbi Shimon, he would agree. He would agree that it is kosher. Umay zvachim, rov zvachim. When he says that ein zvachim domin laofos, he means ein rov zvachim domin laofos. Right, most zvachim are not like ofos because of maaseh mochichin. Most zvachim are not similar to menachas. Menachas, maaseh mochichin, and zvachim are not. But yeah, chinami, you have a couple of zvachim that are maaseh mochichin. Period. Ad kan our discussion of Rabbi Shimon. Rav Amar. So now we're getting back to what we mentioned on yesterday's daf. Remember we mentioned there were three answers to the stira before we even asked the stira, and we brought the first answer to the stira. That was the difference of Shini Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. That was the first answer to the stira of Rami de Rabbi Shimon, Adi Rabbi Shimon. That was Rabba's answer. But now we're up to answer number two to that original question. Rabba's answer. Lo Kasha. Rabba Amar Lo Kasha. Kan. Where does Rabbi Shimon say it's kosher? And you say Maaseh Mochichin. Kan Bekomitz Mincha L'Shem Mincha. Kan Bekomitz Mincha L'Shem Zevach. If I do Kemitza for a Mincha L'Shem Mincha, so then it's going to be kosher. If I do a Kemitza L'Shem an animal, so that's going to be puzzle. That's going to be puzzle. The Rashba here, I mean the Rashba, it's a, we assume it's probably not the Rashba, but there's a sefer, the Chiddushei Rashba Maseches Menachos. In the Asifas Kenim of the Chafetz Chaim, he quotes, it's also printed there, along with the other Achronim, the Tzon Kachin, the Berachas HaZevach, but it seems like scholars over the past 100, 200 years assume that it's not the Rashba, it's another one of the Rishonim. Okay, either way. But the Rashba here asks, how do you do a Kemitza L'Shem HaZevach? A kamitza is within the world of mincha. A zevach is an animal. Shchita, kabbalah, lachas rika. So he says maybe it's like with the shini bialim. You do a kamitza of a minchas chote l'shem a person who is chayiv a chatas behema, something like that. And he has a couple of other suggestions also, but you gotta mix and match a little bit to think how you could do a kamitza l'shem a zevach. But either way, that's where Reb Shimon says pasul, and the Gemara explains mincha l'shem mincha. Why is that kosher? V'zos Torah z'mincha, Torah achas l'chol ha-menachas. Right, that pasuk includes all menachas connected to each other, as we were just talking about. Maybe one shame karban mincha l'shem zevach. V'zos Torah z'mincha v'zevach loksiv. A zevach is not included in mincha. The inclusive pasuk to connect them is only about menachas and not zevach. So that's the reason. So why does Rabbi Shimon say there's a difference between zevach and mincha? Because of the pasuk. So ask the Gemara, but didn't he give a svara? V'hatana mebnei shemaseh mochichin aleha ka'amar. But didn't he give a svara? Right? And even if you do a l'shem zevach, maseh mochichin, then it's a mincha. Right? So why should that help? Doesn't his svara like go against the pasuk? So the Gemara says, inachinami, hachi ka'amar. And Rashi explains here that we're totally re-understanding the maseh mochichin line. Right, we understood up till now that Maseh Mochichin was a reason lahachshir, and now we're using it as a reason lipasel, right, as a havamina. And the pasuk's coming to teach me otherwise. Rashi points that out, that we're flipping our understanding of Maseh Mochichin. So hachi ka'amar, afal gav, de machshava de lo minkur heviti pasel, even though the machshava is not nikar viti pasel, right? Because the havamina is, because since your machshava is for sure sheker, so it should be pasel. We're exactly the opposite. A problematic machshava, a sheker machshava, should pasel the animal, not that the maisa overrides the sheker machshava. It's exactly the opposite of what we were thinking about before. But anyway, so Yuma, even though the machshava de lo minkra, it should be pasel, still, v'zos taras ha-mincha, Torah achas achol menachas. The pasuk includes it. The pasuk includes that all menachas are similar, mincha l'shem a different mincha, according to Rabbi Shimon, is going to be kasher. Umay avo bezvachem ein okay, so how do you read the next line then? Right, and the next line again. We thought before that if you have the same avodah in all the things, it is going to be a reason lifsal. Right, it's all the same shchita, it's all the same kabbalah. While here it's a siva lahachshir. So how do you read that line about zvachim? Avo my avo bezvachim ein okein as follows: afal gav the shchita achas lekulan. Even though shchita achas lekulan, and therefore that might be a reason lahachshir. V'zos taras amincha v'zavach loksiv. Zvachim are not included. Basically, you flip the svaras, and the pasuk tells me otherwise. Period. So now the Gemara says, okay, according to this, ela me'ata, if you're saying that the pasuk of mincha includes all minchas and connects them, so let's go back to something we discussed in the first parak of Maseches Zvachim. Ela me'ata, chatas chelev sheshach l'shem chatas dam. What if I eat chelev, and I throw a carbon for eating chelev, and I shech to l'shem the aveira of dam? L'shem chatas avodas kalchavim, l'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas mitzora. Take shever v'teiratzeh. A chatas l'shem a different chatas should all be good. Why? Dama rachmana, v'zos taras l'chatas, tara achas l'chol chatos. If you're telling me that a pasuk like v'zos taras ha-mincha connects all minchas, so v'zos taras l'chatas should connect all chatos. And we know that's not true. Says the Gemara, no, the Rabbi Shimon achinami. Wow. Rabbi Shimon would hold it is true. According to Rabbi Shimon, according to this, again, stage of Rabbi Shimon, chatas l'shem other chatos, it's okay. Because all chatos are connected to each other. L'Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, no, we learn we don't say that. Ha'amar Rava, didn't Rava say earlier? Chatas chelov sheshach l'shem chatas dam, l'shem chatas avodas kochavim, kshera. If I do a chatas l'shem a different chatas, kshera. Rashi, machlokes in the Girsan Rashi here. There's a parenthesis. It's kosher, chatas l'shem chatas. Does it count for the bailam? I have to bring a carbon for a chelev. Dam, Rashi here says, velo also the bialim, but the velo is in parentheses and it has a star. Goes to all the whole, it's labedic in terms of like, do you have the velo in Rashi? You don't have the velo in Rashi. Shimikubesa, son kachim, all the mafarshim that discuss the gears in Rashi here. Okay. But either way, does it count for the owner question? But Rava holds that l'shem a different chadas is kasher, l'shem chadas naz, l'shem chadas mitzora, psula. But for a shem chadas naz, mitzora, it's possible. Why? Again, different girsos. What do we have? Tahani olos bahadayu ninu, because the mitzora and nazir bring olos with them. According to that Gersa, it means, and we would be gozer. If chadas l'shem chadas nazir would be kosher, then you might come to say chadas l'shem olas nazir would also be kosher. We don't want to allow that. According to the other Gersa, is, in Rashi quotes the other Gersa here, not that hani olos bahadayu, take out the word bahadayu. Hani olos ninu. The chadas nazir and mitzorah aren't normal carbonas chadas, not l'shem and avera. They have the halachic status of an ola. Just like the Gemara said back in Zvachim, the Chatas Nachshon might have had the status of an Ola, because it's not brought, it's brought for an event. It's not brought for a Chet. So therefore it doesn't have the status. So those are Chatas L'Shem Ola, that's why those are Pasul. That's what Rava hold. But remember, we held, they're all Pasul. Ravacha, Bered the Rava, Masi, L'Kulu, L'Psula. Chatas L'Shem, any other type of Chatas is Pasul. V'shakar Osa, L'Chatas L'Shem, Osa Chatas. So Osa, that could override any other pasuk, even if you want to include it, and if Zosar Sachadas Kondor Bishimin, or the like. That is all answer number two. For the stira, remember we asked on yesterday's daf, Varami de Rabbi Shimon ad Rabbi Shimon. Answer number one was, Shini Kodesh Shini Bailim. Answer number two, we just had, L'Shem Mincha L'Shem Zevach. Now we have answer number three. Ravashi Yamar, Lokasha. Kan Bekometz Machmas L'Shem Marcheshes. Kan Bekometz Minchas Machmas L'Shem Minchas Marcheshes. Did you mention the word Mincha? Or did you just say the utensil? Minch Machmas L'Shem Marcheshes. If the Kohen has in mind Machmas L'Shem Marcheshes, so then, that's basically, as Rashi said on yesterday's daf, that's just a foolish statement. It means nothing. B'manaka Machashev. U'machshava demana lo pasla. I'm thinking L'Shem frying pan. Okay, I'm thinking L'Shem table. No, that doesn't affect anything. Right? That's why it doesn't passel. Minchas machvas L'Shem minchas marcheshes b'mincha de passel b'machshava k'machashev. So that is a problem. You're thinking L'Shem a different mincha. That's why it makes a difference. Good, because it's L'Shem a different mincha and not just L'Shem a frying pan. By the way, the Shid Mekubetzes in Baba Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel, quotes this Gemara as one of his rayas to all of the cases here about machshavas has to be with dibur, can't be with machshava. Right, that's what we mentioned yesterday. Rashi and right now Mafkid and all the different places in Shas. What the Gemara here is talking about, whether you think mincha or you think frying pan or you think mincha frying pan, that's very hard. It must be that you said it. So this is one of the rayas that the Shimon Kubetzes brings. V'hatana, one second. That'll be the same type of Gemara questions earlier. So according to this Svara, what's the reason Rabbi Shimon says kosher? Because you didn't say the word mincha. So what does that have to do with his lashon of maaseh mochichin? V'hatana v'bnei maaseh mochichin alei kamar. Again, what does that lashon mean? It's all about whether you said the word mincha, or you just said the kli. So again, the Gemara says hachi kamar. Avagav the machshav the mincha hidi pasel. It's about the havamina. Even though a problematic thought would pasel, no, because you only thought frying pan, it's not going to pasel. Umay avol bezlachemein. Okay, what does that line mean? Again, it's the havaminas. Avagav the shchida achas lekulan, zricha achas lekulan, kabbalah achas lekulan. Even though it's all the same action, still, and that would be a reason lahachshir bezvika the pasla be machshava kamachashev. So again, the lines of Maseh Mochiach and Zvachem Eino Kein, the first, up until this Amud, we thought those are reasons for Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, and now, according to both of these approaches, those are the Havaminas, before we have the real Shita of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Amalei Ravacha Breid Ravala Ravashi. One second. So you're telling me, if you don't think about the Kli, it's going to be Kusher. Chareva Mishum Belula Amai. Right? A dry Mincha, without oil, Mishum Belula, and I think a moist one, so there is no Kli mentioned, so why is it possible? If there's no, right, only if you just mention a Kli, that's a nonsensical thought. But here you didn't mention a Kli. So, right, what's the Gemara asking? Is it about just mentioning a Kli, or is it about mentioning the word Mincha? Right, that's the question here. So the Gemara thinks in the Havamina, isn't it about mentioning the word Kli, and here you didn't? So it should be possible. Amar Reb Shimon, no. If you say, I'm being komet this dry mincha, l'shem, being mixed. Maybe it means being stam mixed with something. So again, it's similar to just saying l'shem frying pan. So Iyachi says, l'shem shlomim nami, l'shem shlomim ba'alma. Maybe you're just shechting a carbon l'shem, peace in the world. Right? How do you, once you're saying you can understand any word with any type of understanding, so then, you know, why don't you do that by Shlomim too? The Gemara said, no, wait a minute. Hachi Ashta. Hasam Zevach Gufe Ikri Shlomim. A carbon is called Zevach HaShlomim, that's similar. Dechsiv HaMakrav is Dam HaShlomim, Azorik is Dam HaShlomim. Right, that's why Shlomim is connected to Karbanos. Hacha Mincha Gufa Miikri Balula? Is there a carbon that's just called mixed? V'chol mincha belula b'shemen k'siv. Belula b'shemen ikri, belula stama lo ikri. Belula is not a word for a carbon. Belula b'shemen is a word for a mincha. But that's the difference. So we have the three different answers. How to answer the stira in Rabbi Shimon. We had Rabba yesterday. We had Rava and Ravashi today. What we're up to is to figure out why exactly each one didn't like the other one. Obviously, we'll see. The first answer fits in best to the words. The second and third have difficulty with that, but we'll see why the other two also don't hold of the first one. Okay, we'll have to stop here as we continue, Be'ez Hashem, next time with Taf Dalet. Okay, we'll stop. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I mentioned before, Rebbe was the one, it was Rav. Rav was the one that went to a farm for a year and a half. Rav, thank you for the correction.